To the US now. There's been a second night of unrest on the streets of Minneapolis, where riot police confronted crowds of protesters angered by the fatal shooting of Dante Wright. Black Lives Matter protests have sprung up in New York and Washington, D.C. in solidarity. Mr. Wright was killed after police attempted to arrest him for an existing warrant at a routine traffic stop on Sunday night. Local police has since released Officer Kim Porter's body cam footage, claiming she intended to use a taser on Mr. Wright but pulled out her gun instead. Shivana Newsom is the co-founder of Black Lives Matter Greater New York.
I think the killing of Mr. Wright, Dante Wright, it pushed the hand. By saying that, I mean riots are bound to happen. I do not believe we'll receive justice for George Floyd, although all the evidence that the prosecution is presenting is making a clear and defined case. There is no reasonable doubt that he murdered George Floyd. But I do not believe, because I've been around a long time in this movement, that we will receive justice. So I was actually anticipating the unrest to come after the verdict is read, but it just sped it up. It's sad here, but injustice and any inequity against Black people, it seems to be profitable.
Mr. Wright's death, the police officer involved has resigned. They claim it was an accident.
I tactical train. Just the white supremacists threatened my life and the life of my brother and organization last summer under the influence of Donald Trump, who called us treasonous and seditious on Twitter. So I do a lot of gun training. Someone who has been on the police force 26 years, that is not an accident. If I break a glass, maybe if she would have smashed a police car, that is not an accident. When firing a taser and firing a firearm, they feel very different in your hand. And as you can see from her body cam video, she was holding that gun for a long time, just a little bit of time. When you take your gun out of the holster and you fire your first round, an officer is trained to do that in 2 seconds. She was holding that gun on that young man for a very long time. That is not an accident.
So the resignation and the acknowledgement from the police department, or the claim that it was an accident, that's not likely to be enough for your community.
I need an indictment. I need an indictment. I need an independent investigation. When George Floyd died, because we've grown a little tired of protests, yes, they're effective. It brings media attention. It allows the world to know. But we're huge on legislation, because nothing happens for marginalized people unless there's laws in place. Police departments here in America work very closely with a prosecutor's office. As you see in the case of George Floyd, we need an independent investigation. Once the facts come out from that, I think there should be an indictment. I'm sorry, someone with 26 years of experience, it's uncalled for.
Obviously, this is all happening at the time of the George Floyd trial. The defense putting up its case today. How is the mood amongst your community watching that?
It's heartbreaking. Every single video, every single time the world shows it, I think with the death, and I want George Floyd to be remembered, not as a victim, but as a martyr. His murder changed the views of a movement and a people. That hurry up and wait, that sit down and hold back, it's done. And that's why more people are running for office. That's why more people are taking to the streets. The old days of government-sanctioned killings of Black people, we just can't tolerate that anymore. I'm grateful to our ancestors and the people who came before with their patience and diligence. But my generation, we just don't have that kind of time and wait and resolve to sit around and allow these murders to continue to happen.
Do you expect the tensions to rise as we get closer to a verdict?
Yeah, I can feel it in the air. I can see it in the way local and grassroots activists are starting to mobilize and protest. The last few weeks since the trial started, even though people have been protesting not only for George Floyd, but the other injustices that continue to happen to Black people, I wish that the American justice system would give us justice so we would not see that unrest. But my experience does not leave me very hopeful.
And that is Shivana Newsom, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter Greater New York.